Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that is supporting this program this morning. Diversity at Germanna Community College is our focus on the program this morning, and we're going to talk to a couple of guests. Wynn Stevens will join us in a little bit. Tiffany Ray is here this morning. She's the Vice President of Student Services. Tiffany, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here today.
And Jesse Harper is here, the Student Association President. Jesse, it's great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me as well.
We've talked about a lot of things with Germanna. This is one of the first times. This is the first time we have talked about this subject. But it's a subject, Tiffany, that is talked about in society as a whole. And I'm glad we can discuss it this morning. I know that this diversity at Germanna is an important thing that Dr. Gullickson has emphasized and the whole community has.
That's right. We're a community college, so for us, it's about making sure that we are available and open to everybody in our community, shapes, sizes, colors, to make sure that we're able to provide folks with the next leg up in their education. And we want to make sure that our environment is reflective of the community, and so we want to make sure that we're available for all students.
It's good that it's talked about. And in some ways, though, it's sad that it has, you know, that there even has to be this discussion in society.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're in a really good place, and community colleges are kind of well primed to serve students. We're really about making sure that there's access. We're really about inclusion, not exclusion, and making sure that students really have a place. So for us, it's kind of the normal course of business, but I could understand why some other organizations it's a little harder to be nimble. But for us, it's about being comprehensive and really making sure that we're serving our entire community and not just part of it.
Well, and again, it does go back to the part that the community part of Germanna and the community part of a community college. You're right. Mm-hmm.
I just really enjoy our ability to have classroom settings where students can sit and see people of different ages, of different cultures and backgrounds, and really have conversations around the subject area in the classroom, but also around people's lived experiences. And we think that makes for a more dynamic educational opportunity for students. So I'm just excited that our students get that experience. They may not have had it before or get it elsewhere.
And I'm sure in any kind of college setting, for a lot of people, it's the first time, in some cases, that you're exposed to people with different viewpoints and things like that on things.
And right, it's really sometimes people's first exposure to just being able to have conversations with different people and attend events that represent different cultures. And so for us, it's really about not only making sure that people are exposed to different thoughts and different cultures, but also being able to augment the educational experience with great conversations and a really great global perspective around things that may be happening inside or outside of our communities.
We are talking diversity at Germanna Community College this morning. One of our topics this morning. Jesse Harper is here. Tiffany Ray is here. Jesse's the Student Association President. Tiffany is the Vice President of Student Services. It's interesting that so often, especially with some of the bigger universities, often pride themselves in the fact that, you know, of how many people can't get in. That Germanna obviously has a much different. Has a much different goal in the way they handle things, just because you are a community college, and this sort of fits into all of that.
We're open to everybody, and making sure that our goal of inclusion and access is served. We're not excluding people for past academic experiences, for language barriers, anything that might typically exclude students from other educational opportunities. Germana and most community colleges are there to serve. And so we're really happy about that and our ability to make sure that we meet people where they are and make sure that we meet their needs.
Tiffany, as you mentioned, just language barriers. I never considered that. But when you think about it, and just with the changing of society and so many different people and in different cultures now in this area, that is something that's different that, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, you weren't having to deal with that or making, you know, being able to help people with a language barrier.
Right. And for us in our community, we're seeing growing English language learner populations that are part of our communities and that really want to enhance their experience in our communities by learning the English language. And so for us, in partnering with other organizations and programs that we offer, like our English as a Second Language program, we're able to really help students or prospective students kind of find opportunities to learn English or even in a formal or informal setting. We also offer things like conversational English so that folks can actually speak the English language in a casual setting. So for us, it's really about making sure that as a community, again, we're serving the needs of folks and our growing populations.
And we're going to talk as we go along this morning with about Hispanic Heritage Month. You got a number of activities going on for that, and we'll get into that. But yeah, just the whole the ESL and in those kind of classes. I know a lot of people that have really been helped to taking those kind of classes, and I know they're offered. They're offered at Germana. They're offered in a number of other. A lot of churches do it around here now too.
Yeah, there are tons of community organizations that offer free English language programs. We offer programs for students that ultimately want to pursue classes at Germana and need preparation in either reading or writing. There are community organizations that offer free groups that actually bring folks together to have really casual conversations for people to learn the English language. So as a goal, I think for the community, it's about making sure that we're all serving those populations and kind of meeting different needs. And for us, it's making sure that, again, we're maintaining our mission of access.
I'm sure that somebody like you, with being Vice President of Student Services, that your job, when you take a look at just some of the things that you do, has changed dramatically over the years. That if we were talking 10, 20 years ago, it would be much different than some of the things that you're doing now.
Yeah, I think the dream of college is becoming more attainable for students all over this country, particularly in our community. And so that means that we no longer have this monolithic class of students that are joining our campuses. They're very different. They're very vibrant. And it really causes us to make sure that we're thinking about our programming, both educationally and socially, really differently than we may have in the past, because we want to make sure that we're being inclusive and equitable with all the opportunities that we're giving our students.
I guess one of the I mean, this probably ties into just some of the reasons why you decided to get into higher education and do what you do.
It's personal for me. I was the first person in my family to go to college. I was the first person in my family to get an advanced degree. So for me, it's really about opportunity and knowing that I wouldn't be in this seat right now if I didn't have those opportunities and places that really felt that I was important enough to focus on. And so for me, when I see students in our communities, I see myself, and I want to make sure that we create a culture of belonging among our students and that they understand that there's a place for them and that education is not for special people. It's for everybody, and that's what community colleges do.
I guess for you to be able to know, are you meeting the mark? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? You have to be in touch with students and kind of just mingle a lot with the student body or talk to students.
I try to do it as much as possible. That's why I'm glad that Jesse's here with us today. He comes to my office a lot. He's like, what do you think about this? I'm like, I'm already ahead of you. But thank you for telling me. Keep reminding me of things so that I'm able to stay hip and kind of know what the pulse is. And students really do that for you. They can tell you exactly what you need to know when you need to know it. And they're usually kind of no holds bar about it. So I appreciate that about our conversations.
So you're staying hip. I'm glad to know that. That's an important part. Tiffany Rice, staying hip.
That's right.
Jesse Harper's here, the Student Association president. Jesse, you have a story in a story about this to tell, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. And hold on, and we will hear your story when we come back. Diversity at Germanic Community College, our focus. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More coming up on News Talk 1230 W.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Diversity at Germanic Community College, our focus this morning. Tiffany Wright here is here. She's the Vice President of Student Services. And Jesse Harper here right now, the Student Association President at Germana. As we talk about diversity, Jesse, I'll let you jump right into this because you have a story and a personal story to tie in and talk about this.
I do. I am actually a trans guy. So I went to Germana 2 years ago and identified as biologically female. And through Germana, honestly, made me comfortable and realized who I was. I knew that I could be me within that school.
Yeah.
With all the support, especially from Dr. Gullickson, Dr. Ray. I mean, you walk into the main building on Fredericksburg campus, and you look at one of the windows to your right, which is Dr. Gullickson's office, and you see a sticker that says Ally in rainbow colors. And seeing that before I even walked in, was kind of a, I know I can learn here and be who I am and be okay.
That's interesting that something like that would jump out and give you the courage and just the knowing that that you would be okay.
Yeah, I actually grew up in a very, very small town in Kentucky, and it wasn't okay to even identify as I was then. So to go anywhere, that's my first thought is safety. Am I going to be okay? Do I have to hide? Am I going to be accepted? Because the way we live now, not necessarily always in the right area being accepted.
Yeah.
And it is terrifying.
Yeah, it's a perspective that a lot of us don't think about, and I guess do you go into a lot of different situations. Did you go into a lot of those situations just with that, you know, kind of having to scope it out first and to know if you would, you know, be okay?
Yeah, and going into anywhere, meeting anyone, you never know. I mean, for me, I pass. Generally is what's considered passing is when you look at me, I present as the gender that I identify as, but a lot of people don't. They're not to that process in their transitioning. So for them, if somebody doesn't agree with it, you don't know what that somebody's going to do. We've had multiple hate crimes throughout long, long, long time of people who did find out and didn't like it and did something terrible to someone. So going to Germana, being in a place that I have to be comfortable to get an education, is everything.
Boy, Dr. Ray, I'm sure. I mean, to know that you know that Jesse's able to look and see you and Dr. Gullickson and others at Germana as an ally must be a great feeling, and feeling like you know there's some things being done right at Germana.
It's why we do this work. It's about inclusion, and it's about making sure that we're able to help people reach their goals. And if people are comfortable and people feel like they belong, then we know that they can get a great education and contribute to our community. It's ultimately about making really great citizens and really really great contributors to our community. And so if we're able to do that in our setting and kind of the little microcosm that we create in our community and kind of model how we'd like to see our community, we feel like we're doing a good job at representing our students.
Well, I guess, Jesse, I mean, ultimately, you went to Germana to get an education, and as Dr. Ray mentioned, you know, goal is to get a great education, and they have set some things up there where you can and others can get a great education.
Absolutely. Not only just getting the education, But I think of Dr. Ray and Dr. Gullickson as mentors. And I look up to them to see they're far in their education, and that's where I want to be. And knowing how they treat other people is how I want to do that as well.
I was just going to ask you if how life-changing has going to Germana been for you, Jesse?
Extremely changing. I actually walked into Germana, and I had extreme anxiety and could barely drive myself even to the building itself. My wife had to drive me and go with me to see Germana and even go with me to what they call orientation, where you just kind of walk around campus and get the layout, because I was just so scared of what this new chapter held. And through going to class and getting to see everyone and meet people, I can do anything that I put my mind to now, including being the Student Government Association president. I mean, helping other students find their voice, helping them make those conversations with the faculty and staff, going, hey, guys, I need this. I want this. Can we make this possible?
Wow, and the fact that you're student body president, yeah. How that had to be a great feeling when that occurred for you.
Yeah, actually having my peers elect me as their student body president was incredible, and getting to talk to people. And I had just done the video for Germana that they posted on our website right before elections even started. So a lot of our students actually saw that before even electing me as their student body president.
Wow, what a great feeling. That's even a better feeling. It's because it's not as though afterwards if they'd seen that afterwards and said, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But they knew that, yeah. and they voted for you.
Yep. Absolutely.
What a great feeling. I mean, it says a lot, Dr. Ray, about Germana itself.
Yeah, it really affirms kind of the environment that we're trying to create, again, that community of belonging. But Jesse's story is not uncommon. We have lots of students that walk through our doors who don't feel like they belong and don't feel like they're up for the challenge of education. And so our goal is to make sure that we meet them at that door, bring them in, and reassure them that this community of Germana is there for them, and everybody's entitled to this education that we have to offer. So we're excited about the community that we created.
So Jesse, I just the fact that, you know, certain, you know, these kind of things have happened to you at Germana, I just can't help but think that this now whatever's out there for the, you know, for your next chapter in life, Germana has sure helped prepare you for that, and giving you at least some confidence and some things to be able to really go forward that it sounds like you didn't have before Germana.
Absolutely. It's actually helped me realize what I want to do for the rest of my life, and that is to work in higher education, that is to work at a community college somewhere or a four-year college and be a dean of student life or a vice president. I mean, even the thought of one day being the president of a school has run through my mind on helping students like I've been helped.
Before you went to Germana and before a lot of these things happened, had that ever been had that just been a dream out there that you thought couldn't be realized?
It really was a dream. Having gotten as far as I have in my education has been a dream that I didn't think I'd actually get with, because I'm a second attempt at college to start with. So my first round, I completely failed out of a four-year college because I wasn't ready, and it was bigger than it could take. I was a number, not a person. So I got lost in the shuffle and didn't get to finish.
Well, and that explains then when you talked about how just, you know, you just sitting in the parking lot being hesitant to even go in for orientation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's making those steps into that main building. It was completely different than when I first walked on to the four-year campus, because it felt like home. Like, okay, I'm here. I can do this. And I haven't felt that before. I haven't felt that with a lot of things. And to be able to think, okay, I am smart enough, I can do this, is an incredible feeling.
Aren't you glad you got out of the car and walked into the building and got the process going?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How much longer do you have to go? How many more courses do you have at Germana?
I hopefully will graduate in the spring.
And then, do you know where I, then any idea where you're going to go next?
I'm hoping to go to UMW, actually.
Oh, okay. So you're staying, you're going to stay in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You may be in here sometime and we may be doing a show with you and you'll have a title. You'll have a Germana title behind your name.
I can only hope, honestly.
No, it's a great story. And as we talk about diversity, thank you for being able to share that. And the video, if you go on the I guess it's on the Germana website and Facebook page, it's a powerful video. You're very eloquent at talking about your story.
Thank you.
Diversity at Germana Community College, our focus. Tiffany Ray is here. Jesse Harper is here. Wynn Stevens has joined us and will join us when we come back this morning. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions. We've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking diversity at Germana Community College this morning. Jesse Harper is here, the Student Association President, along with Tiffany Ray, the Vice President of Student Services. And Wynn Stevens has magically appeared, the Disability Services Coordinator. Wynn, welcome back. It's been you've been a guest here frequently, and it's good to have you back here this morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
You, as far as we talk about diversity in the Germana community, you've talked in over the years with us and really eloquently just about what's offered and lots of offerings for students with disabilities.
Right.
And you really have opened up and really taught us a lot over the years, I think, about just disabilities and making sure that they're taken care of at Germana and get an education.
Well, we because of all these conversations, we're up 20%. I did the numbers the other day. I was like, wow, 20%, is that right? And 20%. So for students with disabilities coming to Germana, that's really big for us. We just moved into our own wing, our own suite, which is very nice, giving students a opportunity to have a private conversation outside of the normal welcome center. And what Jesse said, you know, having that first experience be a positive experience is really important. That transition to college makes a world of difference. And having a place where students can go and feel comfortable, I think the sky's the limits with numbers. I hope not too much, but the sky's the limits there. Because students can have the opportunity to sit in a space where they don't have to keep telling their story over and over again.
Yeah.
They can just come and tell it one time, which is really good. And then a private place to go, we're just talking about, we have a club called Making Differences Club, this comprised of students with disabilities, to give them opportunity to spend time with each other in a place that they can feel comfortable. And so they can come to our office now, go in the back, sit down, play cards, do whatever, and have that place of non-judgment, as you would say. But back to the transition, I was thinking about that on my way over here, is transitioning students to Germana is something that's really important. And you not only have to transition the student sometimes, you also have to transition the family to know that your son or daughter is now a college student, and that you have to see them as such. Because students with disabilities and students in our population are leaned on so much for family support. And so sometimes the mother would call and say, hey, can you help me do XYZ, whatever that is? And the student has class and the parent doesn't see, hey, this student right now, class is important. You know, what you want them to do or what you have ideas for them, but focus on them as a student at this time, because once they're done being a student, it's going to make everybody's life so much better, with students with disabilities and students who in our regular population.
That's interesting. I think a lot of families wouldn't think about that.
No, they think, I need to go to the grocery store. Who can take me? And then they call their student. Well, I'm about to go to class, and the student says, you know what? my family is important, and they have to make that decision between going to class or help their family. A lot of times, students will go help their family because that transition hasn't happened where we can say, mom or dad or our support system, I really need to be in class right now because that's what's important for me and our life at this moment. So helping them understand those the proper wording and to help bridge that gap between being a family member and being a student. And sometimes that bridge is a little shaky for students.
Boy, that I guess that is something to think about. I've always thought that you especially for in the to come to Germana or to bring a disabled student, you understand what students are going through, and I just have always thought that just your demeanor and everything would put a lot of families, a lot of people at ease that you know some of this stuff.
Right, I hear that, and I say, you know, it's when you grow up with it, and you look in the mirror, and you see it every day, and then you hear somebody else say what you're feeling or say what you have felt, and then you can connect with them. I totally understand what you're going through as a person with a disability. I walk in those shoes. So what I'm going to tell you is that those shoes can be heavy, but those shoes will always have support, especially if you come to Germana or whatever college you go to, because all colleges have a disability office and a person like myself that's going to support you all the way through. And our support, it varies the gambit. So we have students, our growing population, our students on the spectrum. Yesterday, I was at Spotty School Board talking to their disability coordinator, mm-hmm. and she was saying that they have over 400 students in their high school system that's on the spectrum. That's a lot of students coming our way. And being able to help them transition, being able to have the right supports in place is important. We also develop a summer program, which is going into our fourth year for students coming from high school, where they can get 6 credits of college before college even starts. So before everybody comes in as a freshman, they start the freshman year with 6 credits. And we have this thing called 15 to finish. Well, they don't have to take 15 credits their first semester. They can take 12 and still finish in 2 years when they do the summer program. So it's a really an important program to help with transitioning students with disabilities to Germana.
Boy, that is, because it even takes there's a big difference sometimes between 12 and 15.
There is a huge difference between that. That one credit can sometimes tip the scale. So
yeah.
I always tell students, 2 on Monday, Wednesday, 2 on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday's your day off. But when you add the extra class, it makes getting 2 on 2 a really hard schedule sometimes. And it's like working a full-time job, but then getting a little bit of extra time off when you only do 12 credits.
But when you talked about that number of the students on the spectrum in just in Spotsylvania.
Just in Spotsylvania County.
That's, yeah, I'm sure for you, you start thinking about that. And that's kind of, those are the kinds of things that keep you up at night of thinking what could be.
Right. It just makes me think, what program can I come up with? but our students on the spectrum, they do well. It's the transition is always hard. But once they transition in, they blend in with the college setting so well. And it's not just support from my office, support from student activities, it's support from counseling, it's support by our instructors. We have the greatest, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the radio, we have the greatest instructor base at Germana. I worked at other colleges and our instructors doesn't care as much as the Germana instructors care for student success. And so it's amazing to see when an instructor called me that this is what we came up with for this XYZ student. And I'm like, that's perfect, that's perfect. And so our students are graduating and matriculating very well.
Well, a little bit earlier, Dr. Ray talked about just, you know, the goal here with diversity and with students is to provide a great education.
Right.
And they're getting that. Yeah, you see
absolutely.
That, and you can't get that great education without, as you've talked about, just the being able to transition into the program. And it sounds like that's happening and working.
It is. It's happening and work. I don't know if she talked about our retention rates, but our retention rates are up all over campus. We're doing so many good things at Germana. We are supporting ourselves. We are developing mentor to help African-American students as well as staff members get connected to the college. And it's all about when you see people that look like you and smell like you and think like you, it gives you a sense of belonging. As Jesse said, it felt like home. When you walk in Germana, you can feel that you can feel that mama's apple pie cooking in the kitchen. I'm telling you.
You need to put that on some kind of a flyer or a billboard or something. This is Dr. Ray. This is as we talk about this, and Wynn mentions about just the retention rates, and this is an exciting program that you've been able to put together here to get to where all people feel like that, you know, they feel at home.
It's intentional. I mean, we're the community's college, so it's important for us to make sure that we meet everybody where they are, and it means that we need to have support services for students, areas like WINS that support our students with disabilities, area like student activities that help students get engaged, areas like counseling that help students in crisis, financial aid opportunities for students that may not have money for courses. So we're trying to plug all the holes that may occur in students' lives and make sure that the only thing that they have to worry about is getting a quality education. And if we can do that, then we're not only we're helping that students, but we're helping our community.
Well, and Jesse, I guess in your case, I mean, Germana set the bar pretty high now to where as you go on and go to either other institutions or either just even places of work, that Germana has set a high bar, and you know, it's you know, what some of the things you're going to be looking for and, you know, in some cases, maybe demanding.
Yeah, exactly. I think about that a lot whenever I get to go into Dr. Ray's office, especially as a student or the student government president, and be like, hey, Dr. Ray, what do you think about this? Could we do this? The students were thinking about this, and she's like, I'm already 14 steps ahead of you. And so we make a bet on me trying to eventually get a step closer to being right there with her going, okay, this is what we have in it. She's like, oh, I didn't think of that. One day I'll get there, but going to my next school or next job, I don't expect that. I can hope for it, but I don't expect it.
But you also have a blueprint in your mind of things, the way things can be, and who knows, you can be a catalyst for some of these things too.
That's what I'm hoping too, is to be like that wherever I go, to be an example and to help other places be like that.
Boy, when I can remember when I first met you a few years, it's been a few. We've known each other now for a few years, but you've been coming in, but was just on the disability realm of things. So many students, I think, at years ago, there was no, you know, you got out of high school and then what's next, and you've been able to help and provide a what's next.
Right. So we have our group called Get. The Germana enrollment team, where we go out to the high schools and recruit students. And so we go out in the spring, I mean in the fall, to meet with the counselors, and we go out in the spring to actually recruit the students. And so we're doing a lot more of that, going to where the students are, to helping them transition to Germana. We also do a couple different workshops out of disability services with Disability Resource Center, where they have a group called Sales, and where one of the person working in my office, Cleo Cruz, is going down to meet with them four times a semester to talk about the transition. And so what we want to do is not just transition to Germana, because Germana is where a lot of students start, but where they finish is with the career. And so what we're trying to do is get them into the door, but also start thinking about the workplace. And we do that with the workforce recruitment program that we have going on with the federal government and our Career and Transfer Center with Marie Holly, getting everybody bridged together. So when they leave Germana, they're leaving with a credential and a career, which is really, really important.
Boy, you just think of a lot of those students who then, you know, when they go on and become successful, just, and even like you, Jesse, look back at Germana as really the catalyst. Mm-hmm. That's got to be for you. You got to be just really excited about that. It never gets old.
It warms my heart to think about Germana. Actually, it's a really good place.
Well, and again, just because, and especially with your story and having a disability yourself, you have been able to overcome and help so many students.
Yes.
Overcome.
Yes, it wasn't always easy, you know. starting out. So I had, it was a fight. And when I see students, I say, I tell them, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's just gotta, you just gotta want to and stick through it. It's challenging and it's hard, but at the end of the day, you're sitting there and you're enjoying yourself. And you're saying, look what I accomplished. And then when people pat you on the back, you really don't want to say thank you, because you don't know what's going to happen next in your life. But you always want to say, you know, you're at least you're welcome, you know.
And I would think, boy, Jesse, I would just think that somebody like Wynn and others have been really role models for you.
Absolutely. Wynn is one of my role models. I look to Wynn a lot, especially with somebody who has other disabilities myself, knowing that Wynn is there to support all students, whether you have a disability or not. Wynn is still walking through the hallways, giving high fives, fist pumps, going, how you doing? How's everything going? You need anything? You good? You can always count on Wynn doing that, no matter where you are in Germana.
Dr. Ray, for you know, incoming students, or if families or parents hear this and wonder who, you know, how do they get the ball rolling on this, or who do they talk to? What's the best way to, or who's the first person that they should talk to if they've got some questions?
I hope that they'd start at one of our welcome centers. We have them at each one of our campuses in Fredericksburg, in Locust Grove, but also at our centers in Culpeper and Stafford. We have somebody there to help you. You don't have to know anybody's name. Just start at one of our welcome centers and we'll get you exactly where you need to go. If you're still kind of tentative and want to do some research first, we trust you to do that. We think we have great information and opportunities available to learn more about us. Start on our website, germana.edu, and get started there.
And I guess the same thing when if people have questions also on any of this, but even on the disability side, just go to germana.edu.
Just go to germana.edu. And then also I want to say Dr. Ray is a wonderful, I could say this publicly, a wonderful VP. Her door is always open for everybody. She makes it such a warm and inviting place. When I go to her office, we normally talk about what's going to be on TV. When we talk about anything else, but having that, being able to have that conversation with her, it just draws you in to want to just speak with her more when you see her. So it's really, really cool for us as staff to knowing that we have a leader that is open and willing to engage us at any level that we need to be engaged. So it's really, really awesome.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Diversity at Germana Community College, our focus this morning. Hispanic Heritage Month is here, and we're going to talk about that too when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Tiffany Ray here, Wynn Stevens here, Jesse Harper here, from Germana Community College. We've been talking about diversity at Germana this past hour. Dr. Ray, this is Hispanic Heritage Month, and the college has a number of events taking place because of that.
Yeah, we are happy to observe Hispanic Heritage Month. We, again, represent our community and represent the students at our institution, so we're happy to do a number of events that kind of recognize their contributions to our community. We look forward to hosting a Hispanic Family Outreach event on September 25th at 7 o'clock on our Fredericksburg campus. We're going to offer sessions in Spanish for families who want to learn more about Germana, so we're excited about that. We're also working with Paragon to do a movie screening of the movie Rich Kids. It's an award-winning movie, and we're going to have our president give a welcome and really kind of immerse ourselves in some of the experiences through the movie medium. So we're excited about that, and we're excited about everything that we're doing to support this community.
That the movie screening of Rich Kids is on October the 10th. Advanced ticket reservations are required. So I guess just check, if you check germana.edu, you can find out information on that, or richkidstix.com has information on that. I want to see, I see October 9th, salsa dancing lessons.
We are, and we this is going to be really funny to see us dance, but I think it's really great to learn about culture through experiences like dance and food and media. So we're excited to offer different opportunities for people to engage in Hispanic culture.
That is Wynn Stevens written all over it. No. Salsa dancing lessons.
No way. No way. You know, through our feet and through our bellies, you reach our hearts. So that is a good way to get to know the...
There are a number of things going on. One of the things you talked about just English language classes, those kind of things. Lots of things going on, and just again, germana.edu or follow Germana's Facebook page has all this information also.
All the information's there. We're hosting an English Language Learner Summit for everybody in our community. K-12 institutions, organizations, this is an opportunity for folks to come and engage in a dialogue around the needs of English language learners. We found that it's important. There's a critical shortage of ESL instructors. There's a critical shortage of resources for English language learners. And so we want to host a summit to make sure that we can get ahead of any of the issues and challenges that may arise and as a community solve some of those problems. So that's Thursday, October 24th from 9 to noon. And we hope many from the community will join us for that important conversation.
Boy, it is, because there is. I mean, as the population changes around here, there definitely is, and if that's something that you've got some interest in, check it out.
That's right.
Good stuff here, Wynn. As I look at this, and I think of even just I don't know when it was when one of our first conversations years ago, I think a lot of these programs that we talk about were kind of just dreams in your mind.
Right,
and a lot of things are coming to pass.
Absolutely, we used to sit and talk about if we can do this, our numbers will explode,
mm-hmm.
and we are doing those things, and our retention rates are going the right way, our student population is going the right way. We're adding such diversity all over our campuses. It's just an amazing place to be at right now.
And boy, Jesse, again, people should go. If you go to, I think it's on the Facebook. I think I saw it on Facebook. Yeah. The video of yours that you did, and talking just about your transgender journey. It's powerful. Thank you for coming in and sharing that with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And good luck to you. You've got some exciting things ahead of you. So I expect to see you back again sometime. Jesse Harper, the Student Association President at Germana, Wynn Stevens, the Disability Services Coordinator, and Tiffany Ray, the Vice President of Student Services. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.